This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Lizolon, active ingredient, S, pregabalin. This leaflet provides important information about using Lizolon. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Lizolon. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Lizolon? Lizolon contains the active ingredient pregabalin. Lizolon belongs to a group of medicines called anticonvulsants. These medicines are thought to work by controlling brain chemicals which send signals to nerves so that seizures do not happen. Lizolon also has pain-relieving effects. Lizolon is used to treat neuropathic pain, which is pain caused by an abnormality of, or damage to, the nerves. Lizolon is also used to control epilepsy. Epilepsy is a condition where you have repeated seizures, fits. There are many different types of seizures, ranging from mild to severe. Lizolon may be used alone, or in combination with other medicines, to treat your condition. Your doctor may prescribe Lizolon in addition to your current therapy, when your current treatment is no longer working as well as before. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Use in children. There is not enough information to recommend the use of this medicine in children under the age of 18 years. What should I know before I use Lizolon? Warnings. Do not use Lizolon if you are allergic to pregabalin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If the capsules have expired or the pack is damaged, return to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, especially barbiturates or any other anticonvulsant medicines, or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: congestive heart failure, hereditary problems with galactose metabolism, kidney problems, diabetes, depression, have a history of drug abuse. Lizolon poses risks of misuse, abuse, and dependence. Your body may become used to you taking Lizolon, and this may result in physical dependence. It means that you may experience withdrawal symptoms if you stop taking Lizolon suddenly. So it is important to strictly follow the directions given by your doctor. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Lizolon. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Lizolon is not recommended for use during pregnancy. However, if you have epilepsy, it is very important to control your fits while you are pregnant. If it is necessary for you to take Lizolon, your doctor can help you decide whether or not to take it during pregnancy. Pregabalin use during the first 3 months of pregnancy may cause birth defects in the unborn child that require medical treatment. In a study reviewing data from women in Nordic countries who took pregabalin in the first 3 months of pregnancy, 6 babies in every 100 had such birth defects. This compares to 4 babies in every 100 born to women not treated with pregabalin in the study. Abnormalities of the face, or of facial clefts, the eyes, the nervous system, including the brain, kidneys and genitals have been reported. Effective contraception must be used by women of childbearing potential. Tell your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. The active ingredient in Lizolon passes into breast milk and its safety in infants is unknown. It is recommended that you do not breastfeed while taking Lizolon. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may be affected by lysolon, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Using lysolon with other medicines that can make you feel drowsy, such as sleeping tablets and other pain relievers, e.g. benzodiazepines and opioids, antihistamines, antidepressants, antipsychotics, cannabis, and alcohol may result in severe drowsiness, decreased awareness, breathing problems, coma and death. Your doctor will minimize the dose and duration of use, and monitor you for signs and symptoms of breathing difficulties and sedation. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking lysolon. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect lysolon. How do I take lysolon? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many capsules you need to take each day. This may depend on your age, your condition, and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Your doctor may recommend that you start with a low dose of lysolon and slowly increase the dose to the lowest amount needed to control your epilepsy/convulsions or neuropathic pain. The usual dose range is 150 mg per day to 600 mg per day, given in two divided doses. How to take it? Swallow the capsules whole with a full glass of water. When to take it? Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. It does not matter if you take this medicine before or after food. How long to take it? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. Do not stop taking lysolon, or lower the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend, or on holidays. Stopping lysolon suddenly may worsen your condition, or increase your chance of experiencing withdrawal symptoms, such as sleeplessness, headache, nausea, feeling sick, anxiety, excessive sweating, or diarrhea, runny stools. If appropriate, your doctor will slowly reduce your dose before you can stop taking it completely. If you forget to use lysolon, if it is almost time for your next dose, within 4 hours, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much lysolon, if you think that you or anyone else may have used too much lysolon, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose with lysolon may include mood changes, feeling tight, confusion, depression, agitation, restlessness, or seizures. What should I know while using lysolon? Things you must do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist that you are taking lysolon. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. Tell your doctor if you feel lysolon is not helping your condition. Your doctor may need to change your medicine. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken lysolon exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may change your treatment unnecessarily. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Call your doctor straight away if you experience any changes in your vision. Lizolon may cause blurring or other changes in eyesight. Your doctor may ask you to stop taking Lizolon to improve these symptoms. Have any thoughts of suicide or self-harm, any unusual changes in mood or behavior, or show signs of depression? Some people taking medicines to treat convulsions, such as Lizolon, have had thoughts of harming themselves or taking their life. Patients and caregivers should be alert and monitor for these effects. Signs and symptoms of suicidal risk include thoughts or talk of death or suicide, thoughts or talk of self-harm or harm to others, any recent attempts of self-harm, new or an increase in aggressive behavior, irritability or agitation, new or worsening depression. Mention of suicide or violence must be taken seriously. If you or someone you know is demonstrating these warning signs of suicide while taking Lizolon, contact your doctor or a mental health professional right away. Experience trouble breathing or shallow breaths. If you have nervous system or respiratory disorders, kidney problems, or you are older than 65, your doctor may adjust your dose. Become pregnant while taking Lizolon. Things you must not do. Do not take Lizolon to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours or they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Lizolon affects you. As with other anticonvulsant medicines, Lizolon may cause dizziness and drowsiness in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol while you are taking this medicine. If you drink alcohol, symptoms such as dizziness and drowsiness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep your capsules in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine, or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Lizolon. Lizolon helps most people with neuropathic pain or epilepsy, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. It can be difficult to tell whether side effects are the result of taking Lizolon, effects of your condition, or side effects of other medicines you may be taking. For this reason, it is important to tell your doctor of any change in your condition. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Do not be alarmed by the list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. If you get any side effects, do not stop taking Lizolon without first talking to your doctor or pharmacist. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about the side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nervous system related. Dizziness. Feeling tight or drowsy. Headache. Unsteadiness when walking. Reduced coordination, shaking, or tremors. Gastrointestinal related. Constipation. Diarrhea. Nausea. Dry mouth. Eye related. Blurred or double vision. Metabolism related. Increase in weight. The above list includes the more common side effects of your medicine. They are usually mild and short-lived. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Psychiatric related. Unusual changes in mood or behavior. Signs of new or increased irritability or agitation. Signs of depression. Confusion. Musculoskeletal related. Unexplained muscle pain, tenderness, and weakness. Respiratory related. Trouble breathing, shallow breaths, Other side effects: passing little to no urine, swelling of the hands, ankles, or feet, enlargement of breasts. The above list includes serious side effects that may require medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. What to do? Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. More serious side effects. More serious side effects. Respiratory related. Shortness of breath. Are related. Irritated red eyes that are sensitive to light. Neurological related. More frequent or more severe seizures, fits. Allergy related. Rash, itching, or hives. Reddish non-elevated, target-like, or circular patches on the trunk, often with central blisters. Skin peeling. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Skin-related. Serious skin reactions characterized by reddish non-elevated, target-like, or circular patches on the trunk, often with central blisters. Skin peeling. Ulcers of mouth, throat, nose, genitals and eyes. These serious skin rashes can be preceded by fever and flu-like symptoms, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, toxic epidermal necrolysis. Other side effects: swelling of the feet and legs, weight increase due to fluid buildup, ulcers of mouth, throat, nose, genitals and eyes. The above list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. These side effects are very rare. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. Some of these side effects, for example, changes in blood pressure, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Lizolon contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Lizolon 25 mg capsules. 25 mg pregabalin. Lizolon 75 mg capsules. 75 mg pregabalin. Lizolon 150 mg capsules. 150 mg pregabalin. Lizolon 300 mg capsules. 300 mg pregabalin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Pregelatinized maize starch. Purified talc. Gelatin. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide red. 75 mg and 300 mg capsules only. The capsules have a trace of Techprint SW9008 black ink. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Lizolon looks like. 25 mg, white opaque / white opaque, size 4 hard gelatin capsules imprinted with PG on cap and 25 on body containing white to off-white powder. Packaged in alu blister and PVC alu blister packs containing 14, 21, 56, 60, or 84 hard capsules and HDPE bottle packs containing 14, 20, 30, 56, 60, 200, or 500 hard capsules. Lizolon 25 mg blister pack, OSTAR 2, 3, 5, 8, 6, 8. Lizolon 25 mg bottle pack, OSTAR 2, 3, 5, 8, 3, 6. 75 mg, red opaque / white opaque, size 4 hard gelatin capsules imprinted with PG on cap and 75 on body containing white to off-white powder. Packaged in alu blister and PVC alu blister packs containing 14. 21, 56, 60, or 84 hard capsules and HDPE bottle packs containing 14, 20, 30, 56, 60, 200, or 500 hard capsules. Lizolon 75 mg blister pack, OSTAR 2, 3, 5, 8, 6, 5. Lysolon 75 mg bottle pack, Ostar 2, 3, 5, 8, 5, 8. 150 mg, white opaque / white opaque, size 2 hard gelatin capsules imprinted with PG on cap, and 150 on body containing white to off-white powder. Packaged in alu blister and PVC alu blister packs containing 14, 21, 56, 60, or 84 hard capsules and HDPE bottle packs containing 14, 20, 30, 56, 60, 200. Or 500 hard capsules. Lysolon 150 mg blister pack, Ostar 2, 3, 5, 8, 5, 6. Lysolon 150 mg bottle pack, Ostar 2, 3, 5, 8, 6, 7. 300 mg, red opaque / white opaque, size 0 hard gelatin capsules imprinted with PG on cap and 300 on body containing white to off-white powder. Packaged in alu blister and PVC alu blister packs containing 14, 21, 56, 60, or 84 hard capsules and HDPE bottle packs containing 14, 20, 30, 56, 60, 200. Or 500 hard capsules. Lysolon 300 mg blister pack, Ostar 2, 3, 5, 8, 3, 9. Lysolon 300 mg bottle pack, Ostar 2, 3, 5, 8, 7, 5. Some pack sizes may not be marketed. Sponsor, Accord Healthcare Pty Limited, Level 24, 570 Bourke Street, Melbourne, Victoria 3000, Australia. Distributor, Lysolon is distributed in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris, Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in April 2025.